think I've redeemed myself enough to be allowed to help you look for it, my friend?
Crazy Quilt, as one cinnamon bear to a dragon, I'd say yes. What do you think, children?
Sure. Crazy Quilt's one of us now, and we're glad to have him.
Oh, my friends, I am touched. I don't know how.
My stuffings.
Willikers, what a big leaf that was. Are you all right, Cinnamon Bear?
Dunky, dunky.
Jimmy, look, over there. Isn't that our silver star?
Oh, sure enough. It's floating on top of the root beer ocean as nice as you please.
Eureka! Swim over that way, Crazy Quilt, so Jimmy can reach out and grab it.
Right you are, Skipper.
Now, just a little closer, Crazy Quilt.
Ooh, what's that?
Wow, it's a big whale. A blue and white polka dot whale.
Odds bodkins, it's Wesley, the wailing whale.
And he came up right between us and our silver star.
And he sees it too, and he's opening his mouth.
Oh, he swallowed it right up.
Well, if it isn't one thing, it's another. This is certainly a pretty pickle for our young friends. No sooner do they escape the Incaboos and find their precious silver star floating serenely on the root beer ocean, but a blue and white polka dot whale with an appetite has to come along and gobble it up. Let's listen next time and see what happens. Never can tell, you know.
You're listening to The Cinnamon Bear on WRCO. Made possible by our sponsors, Hillsborough Equipment, The Woods Bar and Grill, Wilson Doran Construction, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Heenick Printing, A&W Restaurant, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, and Osborne Stump Removal.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Now let's see what's happening to our adventurous Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear. Last time we saw them, they had just barely escaped being thrown into the immense inkwell by the Incaboos. Crazy Quilt Dragon arrived in the nick of time with Scissor Soldiers, who held off the enemy long enough for them to rush down to the beach, jump on Crazy Quilt's back, and plunge into the root beer ocean. You see, the Incaboos didn't dare follow them because they were made of blotting paper and would have been soaked to pieces. You'll remember, too, that they discovered their precious silver star floating on the water. And just as Jimmy was about to pick it up, a blue and white polka dot whale rose out of the ocean and
swallowed it just like that. Oh, why did that old whale have to go and eat our silver star? I'm getting worrieder and worrieder that we won't get it back in time to put it on our Christmas tree.
We'll do our especially best, Judy. All we can do for now is to wait until he comes up again.
Say, Crazy Quilt.
Yes, Jimmy?
Do you know this whale who swallowed our silver star?
Slightly. He invited me out for a clam chowder dinner once. His name is Wesley, and he always has the tummy ache.
How long do you think it'll be before he comes to the top again?
Oh, can't ever tell. What I'm worried about is that he might come up someplace else where we won't see him.
Oh, dear. Whatever will we do?
We'll just have to be patient and wait and hope he shows up somewhere around here.
Speaking of waiting, if we have to wait much longer, I'm vastly afraid you folks won't have any place to wait.
Well, what do you mean, Crazy Quilt?
Well, it's this way. I'm not really a watertight dragon, and in order to make any sort of extended sea cruise, I have to go on a special diet. It takes about 4 barrels of corks to put me in the pink.
And you haven't eaten any corks lately?
Not for some time. And if I stay in this root beer ocean very much longer, I'll get waterlogged. Or maybe I should say root beer logged and sink.
Oh, my stuffings. Can't we go someplace where you can dry out?
How about that big rock over there?
An excellent thought, Jimmy. I'll just head in that direction. Be there.
Oh, hey! Avast there! Belay!
What's the matter, Cinnamon Bear?
There's the whale. He's coming up.
Oh,
look at him. He's coming up.
Hello there, Wesley.
crazy quilt.
How are you, you old blue and white blubberer?
Oh, there you go. Insulting me just because you know I'm a sick whale. Woe is me.
I was only fooling. What's bothering you now?
Hurry up and tell him about our star.
In a minute, Judy. I said, what's bothering you now, Wesley?
It's a pain I can't quite locate. Oh, dear, it just jumps all around. And
I've a pretty good idea what it might be, my drooping denizen of the deep.
Oh, you have? Well, tell me like a good dragon.
Remember about an hour ago you swallowed something floating around here?
Oh, yes, of course. Just a tea time snack, nothing heavy.
Maybe so, but what you swallowed was a silver star that belongs to my young friends up here, Judy and Jimmy, and the fellow sitting behind them is Paddy O'Cinnamon.
Hello, folks. Sorry to meet you when I'm feeling so miserable.
No wonder you don't feel good after eating our silver star.
Oh, what a pity. I don't know why I did it, really. I've no appetite at all, just nibble here and there. Oh, whoa, ho, ho.
You're the funniest whale I ever heard of. Never saw anything like you.
Of course you haven't. Oh.
You've never seen a wailing whale until you've looked at me all. I've whaled in 411 seas from Tokyo to Rio. I never smile, I never laugh, I never grin or snicker. It takes too long to smile a smile, a frown is so much quicker. Whaley, whaley, groan and grumble, deary, dreary, dear. Roar and rumble, moan and mumble, whoa, ho, is me. I wail by day, I wail by night, in winter, spring, and autumn. I wail on top the ocean's waves or on the ocean's bottom. I'm very fond of tummy aches. In fact, I like to be sick. I thrash the water till it's rough, then float till I get seasick. Whaley, whaley, groan and grumble, deary, dreary, dear. Roar and rumble, moan and mumble, whoa.
Do you like my voice? I've had considerable comment on it. You ought to hear me cut loose with rock in the cradle of the deep.
You're all right, Wesley, if I may presume to call you that.
Well, that's quite all right. You know what? I think I'd sound much better if I didn't feel so bad.
I should think you would feel bad. That silver star you ate was made of glass.
Yes, I what? Glass? Oh, dearie me. Oh, double dearie me. I'm certainly the most unfortunate whale that ever flipped a flipper.
You didn't chew it up, did you?
No, I didn't, but that doesn't help matters any. Glass. Oh, dear. Somebody get a doctor quick. I'm going. I know I'm going.
Oh, of course you're not, Wesley. Just take a good deep breath and see what you can do about returning the star to its rightful owners.
Oh, I'm so indisposed. I think I'm going to faint. What? No smelling salts? Oh, whoa,
dear. There he goes. And the silver star inside him. What do we do now?
Wait until he comes up again. Maybe he'll feel better then.
Not Wesley. He enjoys poor health.
Oh, what do you say we climb up on that rock like we plan to do? Then Crazy Quilt can get dried out, and we can watch for Wesley to come up to the top again.
Fine. Hold on tight, everybody. Up we go.
Whee!
Ah, here we are. Now, if you'll all get off, I'll take myself a bit of a sunbath.
Sure enough.
Hey, come on, Judy, I'll help you down.
Thanks, Cinnamon Bear.
Pardon me, my friends. I shall retire to a remote corner and stretch me out in the sun. See you later.
Yeah, take a good rest, Crazy Quilt.
Oh, hello, hello.
Hello yourself.
It's a sill, Judy.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to our city.
It isn't a city. It's just a walk.
I know. Just a figure of speech. Welcome anyhow. I'm Samuel, the trained seal.
Like the ones in the circus?
Have you seen them? Amateurs, my boy. Just amateurs. You haven't seen a thing until you've seen me perform.
Well, if you're so good, let's see you.
Not now, Jimmy. Get him to dive down and wake up the wailing whale.
Okay, here's trick number one.
Too late now, Judy. That pesky seal set on showing himself off.
Oh, it's a thriller, folks. I toss this ball high into the air, turn a somersault, blow a whistle, and catch it on my nose.
What, the whistle?
No, the ball. Now get a load of this, folks. Here it goes.
Whee! Look at that, Jimmy.
Excuse me, my friend, but you do the whole show, don't you? Applause and all.
Oh, yes. Do that with my flippers. Just to get my timing right, you know. Must get used to public acclaim.
I'd say it was pretty good, all right.
Oh, pretty good. Nothing. You know, you've never seen a better juggling, balance, and musical act.
Can you dive?
Can a seal dive? I'm Olympic material, I am. Can I dive?
Would you dive down and wake up the wailing whale, then? He's got something that belongs to us, and we want him to hurry and give it back.
I thought I saw Wesley hereabouts a while back. Sure, I'll dive down and wake him up. Oh, I'll give him a nip that will make him start, all right. Watch this form. Now, is this grace? Is this diving? Whoa, back in a minute, folks.
I hope he can wake up the whale. Maybe you won't be able to find him.
Oh, sure he will.
There's Wesley coming up now.
And there's the seal. Say, that was fast work.
Oh, here he is, folks. Told you I'd wake him up.
What goes on here?
A seal named Samuel just dived down and woke up the wailing whale for us, Crazy Quilt.
Oh, that's very commendable of Samuel.
Oh, don't mention it, my good fellow. Don't mention it.
Oh, woe is me. Woe is me.
What's the matter, Mr. Whale?
Now, that silver star thing of yours is making me most miserable. Here I'm supposed to watch my tummy, and something like this has to happen. This is killing me.
What are you laughing at, Wesley? First time in my life I ever heard you laugh.
I can't help it. The star is tickling my insides. Caught my throat.
Make him sneeze. He'd cough right up, I bet. Somebody tickle him.
Can't any of us reach him. Crazy Quilt, here, you're the longest. You try.
Sure. Just a minute. I'll use my extra fancy tail. There. Tickle, 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 tickle.
Oh, there it goes.
I've got it.
The seal caught it on his nose.
Oh, watch me juggle this.
Come on, Samuel. Hand over the silver star.
Oh, watch this finesse. Poetry in motion. That's what it is. Zoe!
Oh, look, Cinnamon Bear. Here comes Penelope the Pelican flying low. Haven't seen her around here for months.
Sure enough, it's that pesky pelican.
Please give us our star, Samuel. You might drop it and break it in a million pieces.
Not a chance. I never miss. Just let me give it one more throw and I'll turn it over to you.
Only one more, then. Do you promise?
I promise. This one will be the highest throw ever made by any seal in the world. Stand back, everyone. Hey, you, Penelope the Pelican. Stop flying around over my head so I can make this record throw.
Please hurry, Samuel.
You should never rush an artist, but here goes. Ta-da! And, you know, that's for the band, you know. And up goes the star, higher and higher and higher.
Look, Judy, look!
Oh, that pelican caught our silver star.
Snatched it right in midair.
Now, isn't that a nice how do you do?
And a nice how do you do it certainly is. Just imagine it. They get their silver star back from the wailing whale, only to have it snatched away by Penelope the Pelican. It's beginning to look very much like Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear will have to go through a lot more trouble to get it back in time to put on top of their Christmas tree. Or maybe they'll have better luck next time. So let's be sure and listen.
This year's Cinnamon Bear broadcast on WRCO is made possible by our generous sponsors, Hoenig Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Doran Construction, Cargno Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
Koenig Printing is proud to offer high-speed digital copies at the most competitive price, along with high-quality commercial printing and design for all of your printing and promotional needs. If you have a printing job that needs to be done, call Koenig Printing at 647-6004. For fast, reliable, affordable, high-quality printing for businesses and individuals, call the experts at Koenig Printing in the North Industrial Park, Richland Center. With the experience and knowledge to create the results you want, call 647-6004.
Hello, my name is Tim Thede from WRCO. For me, Christmas is not about receiving, but giving to others and making them smile. Be sure to be kinder during the holidays as well as all year long. Giving to someone and making them happy is the best gift of all. A very Merry Christmas to you and all of the other great WRCO listeners, also to my family and friends, and a Merry Christmas to all my coworkers and friends at WRCO and Civic Media.
And now let's take a look at Judy and Jimmy and their friends, the Cinnamon Bear and the Crazy Quilt Dragon. Things seem to be happening left and right. Wesley, the Wailing Whale, swallowed their silver star and finally got it off his chest when Crazy Quilt tickled him and made him cough it up. Samuel, the Seal, caught it and started to juggle it. Higher and higher he tossed the star, and then, alack, Penelope, the Pelican, snatched it in midair and off she flew. As Cinnamon Bear would say, this is a pretty kettle of halibuts.
Oh, dear. Every time I think about our star, I want to cry. Seems like we just never will get it back. Don't you suppose we ought to just head out into the Root Beer Ocean and keep looking, Cinnamon Bear?
I don't think that would be so wise, Judy.
I should say not. Not until I've eaten my 4 barrels of corks. It would be a sad thing for us to get started and then have me get all soaked up with root beer. Oh.
What's funny, Crazy Quilt?
I was just thinking, maybe we could find us a root beer float. Oh,
oh, this is no time for bum jokes, Crazy.
Oh, I thought it rather good myself.
It's not. Now, Judy, I don't think it would do any good to head out into the root beer ocean. We haven't the extra slightest notion of which way the Pelican was flying.
Well, right now I don't care much about anything. I'm so hungry.
Ah, food. Now that you mention it, Jimmy, I could trifle with a few dozen lollipops myself.
And sure, and I haven't had any cinnamon buns for some time. If I want to keep extra special ferocious, I just must have my cinnamon buns.
Suppose we all hop on Crazy Quilt's back and get back to land again.
Capital. I'm all dried out now, and it isn't very far. Climb aboard, my friend.
Yeah, how about those Incaboos? Can't we go further up the coast a bit and avoid them? Soak my stuff in if I ever want to meet up with them again.
None of us would, Cinnamon Bear.
I'll head sort of north by East Northley, and that'll bring us to a shore quite a bit out of their territory.
You've no idea how good that sounds to me ears, Crazy Quilt. Come on,
sure
let's go.
Sure thing. I'll get you ashore before you can say Jack Robinson.
Jack Robinson.
Oh, that's not fair, Judy. I wasn't ready.
You can't swim that fast, Crazy Quilt, and you know it.
Maybe so, maybe no. But just hang on tight and see how you like this.
Wait,
hey, he's using his tail to propel. Get him along, Judy.
Crazy Quilt.
I'll say it was.
I was just poking along, just poking along.
Oh, you don't say so. Well, if you'd have gone any faster, it would have blown all my fur off.
My goodness, Crazy Quilt. This looks awful steep along here.
Wait a minute. Who's that over there by that big rock?
Why, it's a man. And isn't he funny looking? He hasn't got any sleeves in his coat.
And would you look at that hat? It's so big it completely covers his face.
And look, Judy. Look at all those white rabbits following him. Willikers? Why, there must be about 20 of them.
Oh, it must be. It is.
Is who?
Paid my colors if it isn't that measly magician, Mr. Presto.
You mean he's a bad man, Crazy Quilt?
Oh, no, not that, but he's a bad magician. He takes magic lessons by correspondence.
He means by mail, Judy.
Right, and he insists on trying his half-baked magic on everything and anybody. Last time I met up with him, he practiced a bit on me. I shall never forget it.
Well, what did he do, Crazy Quilt?
Pride will not permit me to tell you, Jimmy. My Crazy Quilt ancestors would turn over in their graves.
Greetings, my old friend Crazy Quilt. Greetings and salutations. So glad to see you again. And how's your Uncle Gregory?
He seems very pleasant, Crazy Quilt.
I refuse to make further comment, for a minute anyway.
If he's a magician, maybe he can help us get our silver star back.
Well, 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 this is a treat if I do say so. And who are your friends, Crazy Quilt?
Oh, hello, Presto. May I make you acquainted with Judy and Jimmy and Patio Cinema?
How do you do? How do you do? Any friend of Crazy Quilt's is a friend of mine, as I always say. So glad to see you, and how are you?
How's about a few carrots, huh? Us rabbits is gonna get tough if you don't crack through with some grub, and we don't mean maybe, see?
Pardon me, Mr. Presto, but did that white rabbit say that, or are you a ventriloquist?
No, that was the rabbit, unfortunately. I produced him and about 20 others while I was doing my homework on magic lesson number 4. I take magic lessons by mail, very good, too, but after I produced all these rabbits out of my hat, I couldn't get rid of them. Keep following me around all the time and yelling for carrots. Very annoying, very annoying.
But if you're a magician, why don't you make them disappear? Then they wouldn't bother you.
Alas, I'm unable to do that. Lesson number 5 on how to make white rabbits disappear with nothing up your sleeve was lost in the mail.
Oh, that's too bad. By the way, Mr. Presto, if you don't mind my saying so, I think you ought to get a hat that fits you. It keeps slipping down all over your face all the time. It's twice too big for you.
Good business, fellow. Just good business. I'm twice as good as any magician living. Gotta have a hat twice as big.
Ah, maybe so, Presto. But inasmuch as it's resting on your Adam's apple most of the time, it seems to me you're talking through your hat.
Scorn me if you will, Crazy Quilt, but so help me, Houdini, if you don't mind your tongue. One of these days when I get to lesson 23, I'll turn you into a lounge lizard. And
says you, you moldy old magician. Why, I'll pull your hat so far down over your face you'll be able to wear it for a skirt.
Here, here, control yourself, boys. Control yourself. Calm down.
That's what I say. Besides, I want to ask Mr. Presto here some special questions.
Only too happy to accommodate you, young man. Only too happy to accommodate you.
Well, what I want to know is, why don't you have any sleeves in your coat?
Simple, my child, simple. If I don't have any sleeves, folks will know I have nothing up them.
And are you a good magician, Mr. Presto?
Good, I'm slightly terrific. I'll demonstrate.
Well, there's only one kind of magic we'd be interested in right now. We're awful hungry. Can you get us something to eat?
Food, simplest thing in the world. Learn that in lesson 15. That is the fundamental. So happens that the great Presto is a snazaroo when it comes to producing eatables. Your orders, please, just name it.
Cinnamon buns for me with currants and plain icing.
Not that I think you can produce anything, Presto. But I could toy with about 3 Loganberry lollipops.
Well, I want something that's regular food, You can make mine a ham and egg sandwich, and you don't have to toast it either.
I think I'd like that too, Mr. Presto.
All simple stuff. I'll start with the ham and egg sandwiches first. I place my hat on the ground, cover it with my kerchief, a few choice words, hocus pocus, ipso facto, abracadabra, and erasmatag. Remove the handkerchief from the hat and...
You've got the makings all right, but I don't think I could eat a real live pig and a chicken.
Up to your old stuff, eh, Presto?
Am I mortified? So sorry. Million apologies. How about a few card tricks?
I'm afraid you're a frost, Presto. Now, how about finding lost things? Are you any good at that?
Right down my alley, lesson 17. What have you lost?
It's our silver star, Mr. Presto. It belongs on top of our Christmas tree, and we just got to get it back.
Silver star? Excuse me while I go into a quick trance. Oh, I'm getting it. Oh, it's traveling over water. Oh, a bird has it. A pelican has it.
That's more like it.
You're all right, Presto. You're all right.
If you're so good at knowing where things are, perhaps your magic can bring back Penelope the pelican. Back with the silver star.
Simplicity itself. In a moment, you'll see her step out of my silk hat. Watch a wave of the wand this time. And behold the pelican.
That's no pelican. It's a halibut.
What's going on? Nothing sacred anymore. Not even a halibut. Pooey do, sir, and goodbye.
Oh, please, please. Just a slight error someplace. Let me try again. Behold.
Don't look now, Presto, but I think you've got something there.
Why, it's a pelican. penguin.
Yes, a penguin I am, and if I may say so, raspberries to all of you. Goodbye.
Please, I beg of you, just one more chance.
All right, but this is the last time.
Behold!
You did it! It's Penelope!
Hooray!
That this should happen to me, Penelope Perry the Pelican, descended from a long line of respectable pelicans. You'll answer for this. I'll write a letter, that's what I'll do. You'll hear from me, sir. How dare you interrupt a blue-blooded pelican when she's flying along and minding her own business? Why, your cheap vaudeville magic jerked me so violently, I thought I'd lose my back feathers, and then to be pulled out of a silk hat. Let's see the label. Oh! Cheap stuff and second-hand at that.
Where's our silver star you took away from the seal when he was juggling it?
Oh, that thing. A pretty bauble, too. Well, I was flying over the island of Obi when this 10th-rate magician jerked the daylights out of me and I dropped it.
Oh, dear.
Did you see where it landed on the island? How could I? It all happened like a flash. And now, if you ruffians are quite finished, good day. And wait till my congressman hears about this, the very idea.
Oh, whatever will we do now? We're farther away from the Silver Star than ever.
Oh, don't cry, Judy. Be a regular twin, not a sniffly girl.
All right, Jimmy.
Well, presto. What have you to say for yourself now?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. I am abject. I am prostrate. I feel like a snake in the grass.
What?
Goodness, he is a snake in the grass.
Well, sure enough, he turned right into one. And watch him wriggle away.
And let's hope he stays that way for some time. He's nothing but a nuisance.
So that's that. Well, let's not waste our time crying about what's happened. Let's start off and look for something to eat and a boat to get us over to the island of Obi.
You're right, Cinnamon Bear. Let's see what's around the other side of this rock. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Crazy Quill.
Okay, Judy.
All right.
Oh,
but
around.
Be careful.
All right.
Slippery.
Oh, what's this? Look, right up against the rock.
Why, it's a chest. And it looks like a pirate chest that you read about.
Why, so it does. And see what's written on it. Private property of Captain Taffy. Hands off.
Let's open it. Maybe there's gold in it.
No, I'll take this side, and Jimmy, you take that other side over there, and we can...
Gee, Willikers, listen!
Wow! We're surrounded.
Pirates, we're done for.
That's bad. Yes, indeed. From all I've read and heard about pirates, they're not especially good people to meet up with. Not at all. And next time, we'll find out just what's in store for poor Judy and Jimmy and Cinnamon Bear and Crazy Quill.
It's not the holiday season without the Cinnamon Bear. And we're proud to bring it to you here on WRCO Radio, made possible by our sponsors, Heenick Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Doran Construction, Cardinal Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Well, we left Judy and Jimmy and their friends in a pretty tight spot last time. You probably remember how Mr. Presto, the correspondence school magician, made several passes at his big silk hat and conjured up Penelope the Pelican, who had made off with the Silver Star.
Unfortunately, however, when Mr. Presto exerted his magic power to pull Penelope back, he did it so violently that she dropped the star on the island of Obi. Then, to crown their misfortunes, they were about to open an interesting-looking chest, which they found on the beach, when all of a sudden they were surrounded by pirates. And I must say, they looked most ferocious.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so scared. What do you suppose these pirates will do to us?
Willikers, I don't know, Judy. Gee, we didn't even touch their chest.
What right have you pirates to molest us? We were minding our own business.
Hey, you'll find out soon enough, won't he, mateys? Hey, we can't take this dragon. He's too big for the rowboat.
Maybe he'll be able to rescue us like he did before.
I sure hope so.
Hey, you two children of the bear, you follow us.
Where do you want to take us?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I sure would, all right. And what's more, you can't take Judy and Patio Cinnamon and me if you don't tell us.
We're taking you with us on board our ship.
Me too?
Oh, definitely you.
Well, why me?
Well, you're all far too curious for your own good. You'll know in good time.
If you don't need me, I have a very pressing engagement.
Oh, you can go whenever you like. The sooner the better. Scat!
In spite of your undignified rejoinder, I take my leave.
Goodbye, Crazy Quilt Dragon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Crazy Quilt Old Pal.
Goodbye, my friend. Just wait until I find a few barrels of corks. Goodbye.
Well, all ready? Forward. One-Eyed Joe and Black Ben, take the treasure chest.
Aye, aye, Ben.
Barnaby Bright, you and Cox and Charlie, stand by to shove off the boat.
Aye, aye.
And the rest of you assist our friends into the boat.
Aye, aye. Aye,
aye. I don't like the way they're laughing at all.
It does have a very unpleasant ring to my ears.
Jimmy, take my hand.
All right. I won't let them hurt you, Judy, no matter what.
Are we all ready?
Aye, aye.
Then let's go, all hands to the oars.
Aye, aye.
Shove off.
Aye, aye.
And we're off. Heave ho, my hearties, to the ship. Heave
ho!
Heave
ho!
Heave
ho!
Sight the ship, mate.
Ahoy the Susie Q!
Ahoy below! What do you report?
Treasure and captive!
Oh, Jimmy, now we're captives again. I hope they won't treat us like those old Incaboos.
Oh, I don't think so, Judy. After all, those Incaboos were just blotter people. And these pirates aren't folks just like us. And maybe they won't want to make pirates out of us.
Excuse me. I never could be a sailor, much less a pirate. These ocean waves are very hard on my stuffing.
Ahoy above!
Ahoy below!
Throw us a rope!
Aye, aye!
Let down the gangplank. We have a lady with us.
A lady!
Oh, no, I'm not a lady. I'm just a little girl.
Adam, you may be just a little girl at home. But with pirates, you're a lady. May I offer you an arm?
No, thank you, Mr. Pirate. If I have to go, I want Jimmy to go with me. We're twins.
As you wish, madam. Up you go. And now the bear.
All right, hoist the longboat.
Aye, aye.
And now, where may we conduct our captives to Captain Taffy?
He's on the bridge, mate.
Thanks. This way, please.
Oh, dear.
Gee whiz. This sure is a big ship, all right.
What did he call it?
The Susie Q.
And now I bring you before our jolly captain. Captain, our prisoners.
Welcome to our pirate ship.
Now, just a minute. Judy's my twin sister, and I gotta take care of her. And if you're going to make us walk the plank and everything, you better look out, all right.
Well, who said anything about walking planks?
Aren't you pirates? And don't pirates make people walk planks?
Only old-fashioned pirates. Bosun, pipe the chest before us.
Aye, aye.
Open her up.
Oh! Why, a It's all candy.
Sure enough.
Gee, coffee and caramel.
Chocolate creams. Oh, my goodness.
Cinnamon sticks. My favorite brand.
You see, we're a new kind of pirates.
What do you mean by that?
We'll tell you all about ourselves in our song. Barnaby Bright, strike up our chanting.
Aye, sir.
We're known as candy buccaneers, and pirating's our pleasure. We never hunt for buried gold, cause candy is our treasure. The very thought of pirate loot is quite enough to bore us. But when we sight a candy bar, we shout and sing this chorus.
Hey! Candy ho, there's candy to the starboard. Sing your ho ho and a bottle of pop. Candy ho, there's candy to the starboard. Sing your ho ho and a bottle of pop.
Walking planks and fighting jewels may be quite fine and dandy, but if there's fighting to be done, we'd rather fight for candy. We're very fond of jelly beans, of lollipops and taffy. And when we capture chocolate fudge, we're positively daffy.
Candy-ho, candy-ho, there's candy to the starboard. Sing your ho-ho and a bottle of pop.
Bless my stuffing. I've lived in and around the island of maybe for some time, but I never, never heard of candy pirates.
Well, we don't touch the mainland much, my friend. We mostly keep to the islands.
Islands? Did you ever sail near the island of Obi?
Often. In fact, quite often. This is one of our favorite anchorages.
Do you think you might be going there pretty soon?
Well, that depends. Well, we might just as well head in that direction as any. Have you some special reason in mind?
We certainly have, Captain. Our Silver Star's on there.
Silver Star?
Oh, yes. You see, it belongs on our Christmas tree.
Oh. Well, the candy pirates would be most happy to aid you in your search for the Silver Star. We'll hoist anchor and sail for the island immediately.
That'll be fine. Do you think it'll take long?
Oh, not very. How long does it generally take, pilot?
Well, depends on the wind, Captain. It's pretty good today. Oh, not more than an hour or so.
Good. Bosun, pipe up the anchor.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hoist the jib.
Aye.
Up with the topsail.
Aye.
Pilot, take the helm and head for the island of Obi.
Aye, aye, sir.
And now, my friends, a visit with the candy pirates would not be complete without a little hospitality.
What's that? Something to eat?
Yes, indeed. What would you say to a little refreshment?
Gee, I'd like that and something to eat besides.
Do you happen to have any cinnamon buns? I haven't eaten any in some time, and I feel quite unferocious.
Why, yes, my friend. It so happens that the cook made cinnamon buns only this morning.
Hooray!
And in my cabin, I have some very, very superior chocolate fudge.
Let's hear no more. Lead on, Captain.
Candy ho, candy ho, there's candy to the starboard. Sing your ho. There's candy to the starboard. Sing your ho-ho and a bottle of pop.
Excuse me, Captain, but land has been sighted.
It has? Well, give me the glass.
Is that the island of Obi?
Yes. You want to take a look through the telescope?
Willikers, it's just like the one we looked through to DeGraw.
So it is.
Jimmy, look. Isn't that a policeman standing with his back to the ocean?
Well, let's see. Well, yeah, sure it is. He looks like one of those roly-poly dolls. Judy, look at him waving his stick.
He's turning around.
What's that bright thing he's wearing on his coat?
Why, my goodness, it's our Silver Star.
At least our friends are on the trail of their Silver Star again, and let's hope that Captain Taffy and the Candy Pirates can get them ashore in time to overtake the roly-poly policeman. It'll be interesting to find out how he happened to get it, and especially if Judy and Jimmy will succeed in getting it back. But we'll have to wait till next time for that.
You're listening to The Cinnamon Bear on WRCO, made possible by our sponsors, Hillsboro Equipment, The Woods Bar and Grill, Wilson Door and Construction, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Heenick Printing, A&W Restaurant, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, and Osborne Stump Removal.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to enjoy a great meal, the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock offers a casual, family-friendly atmosphere with creative dishes and exceptional service that'll keep you coming back for more. Located at 320 South Oak Street, the Woods invites you to dine in, enjoy outdoor seating, or pick up your favorites to go. Whether it's a night out or a quick bite, they have got you covered. Call 608-583-2625 to place your order or stop by and experience the warm hospitality and delicious flavors that make the Woods in Lone Rock a local favorite.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Now, if you'll all put on your thinking caps, you'll remember that Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear were captured by pirates last time. But these pirates were very different. They didn't make people walk the plank, and they didn't hunt for gold. All they wanted was candy, and plenty of it. Captain Taffy offered to sail them as far as the island of Obi, where the Pelican had dropped their Silver Star. And what do you think? When they got close enough, they sighted a roly-poly policeman on the beach wearing their star on his chest. Right now, the Susie Q is about to drop anchor, and the children will have their star back in a few minutes. That is, if nothing happens.
All right, Bosun, pipe the anchor.
Aye, aye, sir.
Been a pleasure to have your company aboard the good ship Susie Q.
Gee, we sure had lots of fun, Captain Taffy.
That's what I say, too. I never knew pirates could be so nice. Did you, Cinnamon Bear?
Bless my stuffings, no. And we're much obliged to you, Captain.
Don't mention it, matey.
I sure would like to know what that roly-poly policeman is doing with our Silver Star on his chest.
Well, we'll know pretty soon, Judy, because Captain Taffy's going to give us a boat so we can row ashore.
I'm sorry the Candy Pirates can't go ashore with you, but confidentially, we're on our way to capture a big hoard of yummy marshmallows. Mmm, I can taste them now.
Sounds most enticing. But marshmallows always get stuck in me fur.
What's this island like, Captain Taffy?
Well, it's a very strange place. Most magical, in fact. Very large and inhabited by all manner of strange people and things.
Gee, I hope we get a chance to see a few things. Are you pirates coming right back?
Just as soon as we capture those yummy marshmallows. Won't take long. And you can give us a signal and we'll take you aboard again. But in case you need to leave the island in a hurry, you'll have the rowboat.
We're sure awful grateful for everything you've done for us, Captain.
Not at all. The pleasure's been on our side. Are you ready?
Ready and raring to go, Captain.
Very well. Bosun, pipe the boat.
Go ahead.
Hey, you better let me help you in. There you are, young lady.
Gee, this is going to be fun.
All snug as a bug in a rug, eh? Lower away.
Goodbye, Captain Taffy.
Goodbye. Thanks a million.
And much obliged indeed.
Cast off the line. Goodbye, mateys, and good luck.
You take one oar, Cinnamon Bear, and I'll take the other.
Barnaby Bright, strike up a bit of our chanting.
Candy,
Cinnamon Bear. Let's roll.
Weren't they lovely pirates? And Captain Taffy was just wonderful.
A gentleman, I says, a real seafaring gentleman.
Oh, Jimmy, I can see the policeman ever so close now.
Swell. I can't see because I've got my back to him. Are we heading in the right direction?
Sure we are. I can see, Jimmy, and don't worry about it. I got complete control of the boat, haven't I?
We're almost to the beach, Jimmy. You had him.
All right. Wait till I turn around a little. Hey, policeman!
I guess he doesn't hear you.
Let me do the yelling. It takes a big voice like mine to do the trick. Hello, officer! Officer!
And what do you want?
What are you doing with our Silver Star?
What?
I'll handle him. Hey, you! What are you doing with that Silver Star?
Sure, and I'm wearing it. What do you suppose I'd be doing with it?
Yeah, but you got no right to wear it.
Oh, haven't I now? And by golly, who has more right to wear a star than a policeman?
But it's our star.
You bet, and we're coming right in there to get it. Come on, Jimmy. Just one more pull on the oars will scoot us right up on the beach.
What's the matter here? We're stuck.
We don't move an inch. And neither does this wave that the boat is on.
Try again.
It's no use, folks. That's a magic wave. It'll tape anyone from landing in a boat.
What do you mean, a magic wave?
Just that, magic. That particular wave never rolls in. Just stays where it is all the time. You can jump down if you like.
Oh, but it's too far. Most 5 times as high as us.
Or dive in and swim under it.
Oh, never. My precious stuffings.
And in either case, your boat will drift out into the ocean.
Grah.
And you lose it.
Grah. Am I mad? Just wait till I get my paws on you, Flatfoot.
That's an insult, to be sure. I'm a roly-poly policeman. And roly-polies don't have feet to be flat.
But what are you doing with our Silver Star?
Yours, is it? And what would it be doing dropping out of the sky?
Penelope, the pelican dropped it. She stole it from us.
Sure, I didn't know that at all.
What do you do, Mr. Policeman? Just stand there all the time?
Not at all, son. I patrol.
Oh, lollipops, how can you patrol without feet?
Oh, with a roll this way and a roll that way. I can patrol about 3 feet on either side of me. Not much, maybe. But it's patrolling I am, and I am raw around here.
Fuddlesticks, you're nothing but
a... Stop being so mean, Cinnamon Bear. That's no way to get our star back.
I should say not. Mr. Policeman.
Yes, ma'am. What can I be doing for you?
Well, you might let us have our Silver Star. It's been stolen or lost ever so many times, and we've just got to get it back. It belongs on the tip-top of our Christmas tree.
Sure, and it's sorry I am to hear that. Being meant for Christmas myself, I know how it is. If you'll just come ashore, I'll give it back, sure enough.
Will you? Honest Injun? Gee, that's swell. But gee willigers, what about this magic wave? We can't get ashore.
Well, I'd toss it up, but I'm afraid I'd miss. You'll have to row down the ways. They tell me that this magic wave doesn't go more than 100 yards or so.
We'll be back right quick, Mr. Policeman, and thanks ever so much.
Glad to be of service, ma'am.
Now, see how nice he is when you're polite, Cinnamon Bear?
Soft soap. That's all soft soap.
Shame on you.
Oh, let's not fight. Grab your oar, Cinnamon, and we'll get going.
Didn't we? Do you think the boat will be safe there, Cinnamon Bear?
Sure. I fixed it, didn't I?
Come on. Let's hurry and get back to the policeman.
We'll hurry as fast as we can, Jimmy. The sand is awful hard to walk fast in.
Yeah, my cinnamon paws sink down in it.
You know what? I was just thinking about the crazy quilt dragon. I wonder what happened to him.
I wonder. Too bad the pirates didn't take him on board. He sure turned out to be a good guy, saving us from those bad Inca boos and everything.
Huh. Maybe you think Crazy Quilt's a better friend than I am, huh?
Oh, no, Cinnamon Bear. You're a really, truly friend.
Do you think so?
Look, we've almost reached the policeman.
He's got his back to us. Hey, Mr. Policeman.
Louder, Judy.
Just a second till I get my breath. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Policeman.
He's turning around.
Jimmy, look.
He hasn't got the silver star on.
Mr. Policeman, Mr. Policeman, where's our star?
Well, I guess your friend didn't find you yet.
What friend?
Well, the one I gave your star to.
What do you mean? Did someone say you were to give it to him?
He did that, and very polite he was, too.
My goodness, who could that be?
He swam through the magic wave shortly after you started down the beach. First, I wasn't going to give it to him, the star to him, but he told me you were coming right back for it. But he said he knew all about it.
And what?
That you told him to pick it up.
Jiminy Crickets, who was it?
Faith, I don't know his name, but he was a dragon and looked a lot like a Crazy Quilt.
Garrah, am I ferocious? That Crazy Quilt dragon, up to his old tricks again.
Oh, dear, whatever will we do?
Well, first off, I'm going to push this fat-headed policeman in the tummy.
Oh, don't, Cinnamon Bear.
I got to. It's a point of honor. Watch out, Flatfoot. Here I come. I'll push you flat on your back. That's what. There. And let that be the lesson.
Willikers! The policeman popped right back up again and knocked Cinnamon Bear out.
That's what happens to feisty fellows who forget to remember that when you push over a roly-poly, he comes right back up. Kowowie.
Poor Cinnamon.
Call me early, Mother dear. Call me early.
Shake him, Jimmy. He's coming, too.
Wake up, Cinnamon Bear.
Oh, my poor stuffing. Where's that policeman? I'd tear him limb from limb.
Now, just be quiet. You've had enough.
Which way did the Crazy Quill Dragon go, Mr. Policeman?
Well, I didn't watch him careful-like, not being quick to turn around. But I think he headed straight up the beach that way. Funny, too. Just happened to think, now, that'd be the wrong direction if he wanted to catch up with you. Faith, and I bet he was running away.
Why, you...
Stop it, Cinnamon Bear. You've got no time to fight.
Come on. We'll have to go like the very dickens to catch up with Crazy Quilt.
All right, but I'd sure like to take another poke at that celluloid so-and-so. I'd shock him.
Hurry, Cinnamon Bear, hurry.
Gee, I can't see a thing ahead of us. Nothing but sand and sand and sand.
Well, seeing as how you wouldn't let me show you how to finish that pesky policeman, I'll show you how to catch Crazy Quilt. Come on, I'll lead the way.
Look at him go, Jimmy.
I'll say, I never saw
Jimmy, Jimmy, what's happened to him?
Gee, I don't know. He was running right there ahead of us, and then all of a sudden...
He just disappeared.
Well, what's all this? Everything looks just right for a merry chase after the Crazy Quilt Dragon and the Silver Star, and then... Cinnamon Bear ups and vanishes into thin air. It seems that Judy and Jimmy just jump from one difficulty to another. I'll certainly be with you next time to see what made Cinnamon Bear disappear all of a sudden like.
This year's Cinnamon Bear broadcast on WRCO is made possible by our generous sponsors, Hoenig Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Doran Construction, Cargno Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant, and Hillsboro Equipment.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Judy and Jimmy are on the island of Obi, and I must say they're in a most terrible predicament. The roly-poly policeman was perfectly willing to give them their silver star, which he had pinned on his chest, but by the time they rowed down the shore to get around the magic wave which kept them from landing and walked back up the beach, what do you think had to happen? Well, that old crazy quilt dragon, who you remember likes bright, shiny things, got to the policeman first and off with the silver star. Our three adventurers were hot in pursuit when all of a sudden the cinnamon bear vanished into thin air, just like that.
Oh, dear. Where could the cinnamon bear have gone to? He was right here before us just a minute ago.
Well, come on. Let's start looking. I'll go in front of you.
This island of Obi surely is a funny place, Jimmy. Just like the pirate captain told us. That roly-poly policeman and the magic wave that wouldn't let our boat land on the shore and... Jimmy! Jimmy, where are you? Oh, dear. Now he's disappeared. Just like Cinnamon Bear. Jimmy! Jimmy, don't leave me all alone. Come back. I guess I'll have to go on alone. Oh, dear. I wish I were home with Mother.
Hey, Judy.
Here we are over here.
Judy.
Oh, my Jimmy. Cinnamon Bear.
We must have crossed some kind of a magical boundary, Judy. I could see you and hear you, but you couldn't see or hear me.
I got so scared.
Well, let's go on now.
Sure. Hey, look ahead to your right a little. There's a house. Maybe somebody could tell us if Crazy Quilt Dragon's been here.
Say, look, Judy. What's that sitting on that post in front of the house?
I don't know, Jimmy.
I do. It's an owl, and he's got his eyes open. I never heard of an owl with his eyes open in the daytime.
Must be more magic, I guess.
Look, he's got spectacles on.
And he's holding a big dictionary under his wing.
He's certainly like no owl I ever saw.
There's a sign over him. Professor Whiz, the educated owl.
Educated? That's why he has that big dictionary. How funny.
Maybe he's seen Crazy Quilt. Excuse me, please, Professor Whiz, but we've seen your name on the sign.
And... Saw my name, you mean. To whom?
Well, seen or saw, it doesn't make
it
any...
It makes a great deal of difference. We've seen is a very gross grammatical error. To whom?
Why do you always say to whom? I thought owls always say to who?
Uneducated owls, I regret to say, have fallen into that error. I, knowing my grammar, would not think of saying anything but to whom.
Well, I don't care if you say to whom, whatchamacallit.
We're very anxious to get some information, Professor Whiz.
Yes, we had something awful funny happen to us. We were just going along, and then all of a sudden the cinnamon bear here disappeared. Then I went ahead, and all of a sudden I saw him again. But Judy, that's my sister here, she couldn't see or hear either of us, though we could see and hear her. Do you know what makes that magic, Professor?
Oh, indeed I do. That's a very small variety of magic brewed up by the Wintergreen Witch.
Does she live in that little house?
Yes, but she's not home at present. She left on her broomstick only this morning to attend the witches' convention.
Well, why do you suppose she made it so he disappeared like that?
I believe her intention was to keep her habitation invisible while she herself might observe the action and appearance of all strangers in the vicinity. To whom?
I guess she didn't like visitors then.
Such English. She doesn't. Not she don't. To whom?
Do you live in the little house with her, Professor Whiz?
Oh, no, I should say not. Occasionally I give her English lessons, but our association is strictly educational, I assure you. I have never been inside her house. To whom?
It must be funny giving lessons to a witch.
Not at all, my dear little girl. The Wintergreen Witch used only to speak the witch language, which is a very primitive tongue, very. When she came to live on the island of Obi, she found it very awkward not speaking the same language as other people. So, I came to her assistance, and while I must admit she exhibits a deplorable tendency to split infinitives, her idiom is, in the main, correct.
I don't understand what he means, Cinnamon Bear.
He means that the witch is doing all right.
Have you seen a crazy quilt dragon around here anywhere, Professor Whiz?
Oh, definitely. He went into the house just a while ago, asked me if it would be all right if he went in and looked around a bit.
Did he have a big silver star with him?
Oh, yes, I'm sure he did.
Did he come out again?
No, I would have seen him in that event. The Wintergreen Witch says there's only one door, and I happen to be sitting in front of it.
Well, do you suppose there's any place inside where he could hide?
My dear young fellow, I haven't the vaguest notion. I've never been in there, I told you. Besides, I'm much too busy thinking about grammar to fiddle-faddle around.
Do
you suppose it'd be all right if we just went in and looked around?
Oh, quite. There can't be anything much in there, but go ahead.
Just wait till I get my paws on that dragon. If I don't make his crazy quill colors turn black and blue...
Dear, dear, such goings on. I could never remain in this vicinity to witness such banal vulgarity. So, if you will permit me to absent myself from your company, I shall wend my way in the direction of my humble domicile.
Goodness, whatever does he mean?
Oh, he means he's going to shove off. Well, thanks for the information, Proffy.
Not at all. Don't mention it. Well, auf Wiedersehen. Adios. De whom, de whom, de whom.
Gee, he certainly talks big words, all right. Just like the principal of our school.
Say, if we're ever going to catch Crazy Quilt, we better get into that house in a hurry.
You go in first, Cinnamon Bear. I'm just a teeny bit afraid.
Oh, don't be scared, Judy. This isn't anything.
It isn't locked.
It's only one room. I don't see the Crazy Quill Dragon in here anywhere.
Let's look around good. He might be hiding under something.
I don't know where he could hide. All there is a fireplace with a lot of pots.
I suppose the Wintergreen Witch makes her magic in them.
My! Isn't that a big picture?
It surely is. Takes up the whole wall. My, my. Look at the trees in it. Just as real and lifelike as can be.
Jimmy, I'm sure I saw one of those trees move ever so slightly.
Let's see. Why, you're right, Judy. The leaves are moving, like there was a little wind blowing.
I'm going to look at it closer. That tree near the frame is awful close. I touched it,